son into a radio station where the mighty host of heaven sing. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on. And if you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God and turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Good Sunday morning. We're not going to do a Sunday morn praise this morning. I'm doing a special that I was intending on doing yesterday. Hello, everybody. How you all doing? CA on the iHeartRadio Network here at beautiful Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. We were going to do Sunday morn praise today, but I decided to change it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do BJ Thomas, my friend, the late BJ Thomas. We're going to do a Carmen, a BJ Thomas. Carmen, we're going to kind of go back and forth. These are like two of my great friends. They've gone on to be with the Lord, but we're going to worship with them and enjoy the praise as we worship the Lord together. They're great artists. Love them both. Miss them dearly. I'll try to share a little bit of stories, a little bit of insight, not much on both of them as we talk through this. Hope you enjoy this, and good morning again. CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Today is July the 3rd, 2022. Wow. All right, let's hit another one here. Carmen reminds us Jesus paid it all.
Melt the heart of stone. I gotta see right.
Okay, what do you think about that? Two of my superheroes were playing back-to-back. Carmen, my friend Carmen, and the late B.J. Thomas, who we just lost a little over a year ago, and Carmen almost 2 years ago. You know, I'm going to share a little brief story with the first one. Carmen, my friend, as we get ready to play another one from him. You know, Carmen was a storyteller. Met him at a couple of churches, developed a great friendship with him. He was waiting on the perfect wife. He waited, of course, till he's in his 60s. Now, I'm very good friends with his wife. I talk to her periodically from time to time. Dana, if you hear this, she's a very big listener on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. We love you. We're still continuing in prayer with you and your family. Dana, what a sweet lady she is. He did get a good wife. God sent her a great wife in Dana. They were married for 3 years, and of course, as most of y'all know, if you don't know already, Carmen had cancer, but he also really passed away from complications of hernia surgery. But you know what? He was a big trumpet for the Lord down here on earth as far as, storytelling and putting perspective in on Christianity and touching a lot of hearts and a lot of lives. I guess you could say he was about as close as the Billy Graham in a way as far as his witnessing, but his was through music. There's a lot of good artists, you know, Michael W. Smith, my friend Michael W. Smith, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Toby Mac. There's a lot of good ones, but back in the day, this man could radically move Christian music, and I think he was one of the ones that really got it going. And forever blessed with his friendship, and we know we'll see him up there one day. So here's a song that I'm going to play from Carmen. It's called Radically Saved.
In my life.
There we go. Who is in the house? My late friend, the Carmen. That's right. Jesus Christ is in the house today. Well, good morning, everybody. Yes, normally I do play Sunday Morn Praise, but we're doing a special. I've got four more songs back to back. I'm going to play two BJ Thomas and two Carmen on closeout. These are two icons. They're two of my friends that I just have friendships with, and now they're up there rejoicing with the Lord, and they're just having a great time. And I talked a little bit about Carmen. You know, he was basically, I believe that he was one of the ones, him and Petra were the one that kind of got Christian music really rocking and rolling. And, you know, Carmen was the storyteller. And he had millions of fans. And, of course, sadly, he died, as I said, of, he had cancer. We were praying for him for a long time. And he died of hernia complications during surgery. That was nearly 2 years ago, back in February. Okay, my next friend, and then we're going to play two of his songs back-to-back, B.J. Thomas. I've knew him. Now, I've known him for a while. The way I knew him was I did notary work for him. I ended up doing notary work for B.J., and I got to meet him and his lovely wife, Gloria. And yes, indeed, I'm friends with Gloria. She's doing well. Y'all keep praying for Gloria. Sweetest people I ever met, next to, of course, Carmen and talking to Dana. I haven't had never got a chance to meet Dana, but again, I talk to Dana periodically. I will tell you that as far as BJ, he I know he's up there in heaven. He loves Jesus. He changed his life. His life did a turnabout. So people can take, don't matter how old you are, it don't matter whether you're six. At age six, I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart. Or if you're 106, because I reassured a lady one day when I was doing nursing home ministry, telling her about Jesus. She wanted to learn about Jesus. So it can be any age. That's right, any age, as long as you get there before you pass on. So you got a choice, either heaven or hell. Remember that. All right, so we've got two B.J. Thomases back-to-back, and that's the story on B.J. Anyway, he did get saved. He did accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. All right, here we go. These are a couple of songs that are by request. This is one of my favorite, Whatever Happened to Old Fashioned Love. Whatever happened to it? We need to bring it back in America, don't we? Husbands love your wives, wives love your husbands. Thank you. Two great songs there, back to back, BJ Thomas. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I know it's kind of out of the norm, but sometimes on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show, we do play out of the norm, and that was back in his early years. You heard his voice kind of a little bit younger, and that was Hooked on a Feeling. All right, here we go, Two Carmens as we close out, back to back, Lord of All.
Called up young.
Well, I hope you got blessed like I did with my friend, the late Carmen. You can only hear that exclusively and only on my station, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, because we play a lot of Carmen and, periodically, from time to time, BJ Thomas. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Feel free to share my podcast, friends, anytime. And let me give you my email address if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, or, hey, CA, will you start playing these? Because I do play albums and stuff of a lot of our new artists. But today, I just felt like playing it because, you know, we got blessed. And, you know, it's just, these guys are icons. I mean, God just really utilized their lives, and they bless millions of people. To me, it'd been great, you know, of course, Billy Graham's up in heaven, to have a Billy Graham crusade and then have a Carmen and a BJ Thomas up there singing gospel songs. Even though I put in two BJ Thomas songs that I like Whatever Happened to Old Fashioned Love. There's many more. Maybe one day I'll do an album for you guys, out of the norm, on BJ, and I probably will. So anyway, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, and protect us. Be with us and let us have a great Sunday. Continue enjoying the 4th of July holiday. And Lord, we love you so much. And be with us, we pray. And all God's people said amen. All right, guys, this is CA. I'm going to saddle up. I'm going to leave Faith Studio 1. The iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Remember, the sun, not the S-U-N, the S-O-N, the sun always is arising on the other side. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.